Track 10, more news stories. Libraries need Halloween costumes. A new spooky scheme to widen access to Halloween activities has been unveiled by families. Devon Libraries and Recycle Devon are giving a helping hand to families needing to spread the cost of living but still look scary and also help the environment by introducing Halloween costume swaps. This October, families are invited to take part in Halloween costume swap at Oakhampton and Tavistock Libraries. Library users in both towns are encouraged to donate outgrown or no longer needed costumes in good, wearable condition to be reused. Parents and carers can come to swap or rehome a pre-loved outfit. Costumes are available to take home at no cost, with no requirement to donate their own in response. A second-hand costume is a greener choice for spooky season because the manufacture of Halloween costumes generates over 2,000 tonnes of plastic waste each year, the equivalent of 83 million plastic bottles. Kate Turner of Libraries Unlimited, which runs Devon Libraries, said, "Halloween is all about fun and creativity, but it can be incredibly wasteful. Halloween costume swaps are a wonderful way to reduce waste and save money. We are excited to be part of something that brings people together while doing good for the environment. A free Halloween costume swap rail will be set up in the libraries for hanging available costumes as an easy way for families to make dressing up for trick-or-treating not only ghastly good fun, but also affordable and planet conscious." Beth Lovell from Recycle Devon said, "With 40% of Halloween costumes being worn only once before being thrown away, partnering up with libraries to help costumes be reused as much as possible, whilst also helping local families, is brilliant."
Cardiac arrest survivor stars in Basics film. A woman from rural Dartmoor who survived a cardiac arrest thanks to the swift response of volunteer doctors from Basics Devon is the star of a new film to promote the life-saving charity. The moving short film Every Second Counts, Saving Lives in Rural Devon, follows Gillian's journey from collapse to recovery. It shows the vital role Basics Devon volunteers, medics, play in bringing hospital-level emergency care straight to the roadside, farm or home when every second counts. Gillian collapsed at her home in a remote part of Dartmoor outside Bovey Tracy. The Basics Devon team were on the moor taking part in a training exercise with Dartmoor Search and Rescue when they received a paper message asking them to attend the scene. When we arrived at Gillian's house, we found her husband to be undertaking CPR on Gillian, recalled Dr. Simon Scott Hayward, the volunteer doctor that attended. Her heart had stopped and she wasn't breathing for herself. "We can never thank Simon and the rest of the team enough for being there and giving up their time. They saved my life," Gillian said. "I wouldn't have seen our daughter graduate and become a doctor. I wouldn't have seen them get married. I wouldn't have seen our grandchild," she added. The film was funded with the help of a contribution by the National Lottery Community Fund, aimed at raising awareness and engaging the community in the contribution Basics Devon makes. The film shows the human side of what we do. Every intervention, every extra pair of skilled hands can mean the difference between life and death, said Dr. Simon Scott Hayward, who is based near Chudley. Last year, Basics Devon volunteers responded to hundreds of calls across the county, including cardiac arrests, major trauma and serious medical emergencies. Call-outs have increased up to 30% in recent years, and Basics Devon consistently arrives first on the scene 40% of the time. This underlines the mounting demand and the strain on rural healthcare response times. Most recently, Basics Devon responders were on the scene at the M5 multi-vehicle crash and Plymouth's major block of flats fire, treating 13 casualties. Since January, the volunteers have responded to 283 emergency call-outs. Beyond emergency response, Basics Devon is passionate about health and education and community empowerment. In 2024, Basics Devon held 25 community education sessions. It's also launching a community volunteer programme, enlisting local medical professionals and community members to extend its reach. The charity targets areas with longer response times, providing training, equipment and volunteer support to improve survival rates and reduce long-term disability. Basics Devon depends entirely on donations and volunteer commitment. It receives no government funding, yet provides a vital link in Devon's emergency response network, especially in rural areas where delays in ambulance arrival time can be significant. Affect survival chances, pointed out fundraising manager Amy Bull. Every second counts, saving lives in rural Devon, can be viewed on the Basics Devon website and YouTube. The charity is hoping to hold a community screening event in the near future to thank everyone involved.
Residents urged to support Town Carnival. Residents and business owners in Bovey Tracy and Heathfield are being urged to get behind the town's successful annual carnival. This year's popular event featured 9 days of family-friendly activities, including a set from TV star and Heart FM dance DJ Toby Anstis at Party in the Park. Another draw was the August the 1st carnival procession, which saw the streets lined with families, while the Car Quest Challenge took participants on a treasure hunt across district and beyond. Still to come is the Christmas market and festive drive-by, all the events being arranged by a committee of just 5 key people with help from supporters. Looking ahead to the annual general meeting on Tuesday, November the 4th, Chairman Uli Arnold said, having had a well-supported full 9 days of activities over Carnival Week, we will be donating a generous amount to our chosen local charity, Bovey Swimming Pool Association. We're delighted to be in a position to do this and truly hope we can continue to keep providing Bovey and Heathfield with a great carnival programme. But, as with any community initiative, we could always do with more people helping out. The team we have is wonderful, as are our sponsors and backers, but there can never be too many of us. So please, come and join us at the Cromwell Arms at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, November the 4th, and see what it is we do. There are plenty of opportunities to get involved, and you can contribute as much or as little time as you want. The great thing about being a volunteer is no one can tell you what to do. They can only ask. And that's what I'm doing, asking that you join us and keep this great community event alive and kicking. The rewards are tremendous.